a fury once it starts.
No, you can't. They're coming for your tower.
Skye! Answer me!
You don't leave the tower.
Hello.
Hi.
What's going on, Beth? Hi, Joe.
Hey.
This is awesome. I'm doing great. Greetings from Las Vegas.
It's so weird. I was like, wait, am I on that? And I was looking at myself behind you, and then I got confused on the Zoom. I was like, I'm not wearing. Oh, I see.
I had to do a junket style for both of you today.
I mean, you're right. That's very good.
Very, very honored. Thanks, Jeff, for having us.
Oh, yeah, my pleasure. I mean, I've been a fan of yours, Joe's, for many years, and yours too, Beth. So this is a thrill. And not talking comedy today, so it's kind of bizarre. You know?
Strange, right?
Yeah, it is. You know, but congratulations on Outpost. What a great psychological thriller. You know, Beth, Kate, she's sick of being broken, isn't she? What extremes does she go to?
Oh, well, I mean, you're going to have to watch the movie to see all the extremes that she goes to. But yeah, this is certainly a movie that deals with PTSD and trauma and how people deal with it and maybe how people deal with it incorrectly and the consequences of that.
And Joe, where did you find the actual Outpost? Did you build that? Was it existing? Because that's a character in the film, isn't it?
This was quite a long project, independent movies are, but this particular one, we needed that. The location was crucial. Otherwise, the movie didn't work. We found the tower, it's Sundance Tower, and it's in Coolin, Idaho, Priest Lake, Idaho, the northern panhandle there. And what an incredible community, a beautiful place. It took a while to secure the location. We created a great relationship with Dan Brown, who ran the state agency there and allowed us to film up there.
It was a working tower.
It's an active
while we were shooting. I mean, people.
It was an active fire tower. My director of photography, Frank Barrera, I've known forever, and he and I knew that if we were going to do this movie, it was important to actually shoot it at a tower because the script itself. I'm proud of the script, but it's not that original of a story. It's about a person. It's about isolation. It's about a person that. Starts to descend into madness and is not sure what's real and what's not. And so that story is familiar. What I think makes the movie stand out besides terrific performances is the tower and that we actually went to a mountain that was 6,300 feet up and shot a movie.
Well, you know, the question is, does Kate have what it takes to be an Idaho Lands volunteer?
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's exactly right.
Better question is, does Beth have what it takes? And I can answer that question, no. No, I don't.
Well, you're known for your comedy. This is a psychological thriller. How did your comedy training for both of you prepare you for such a thriller?
I'll go first.
I mean, I think with comedy, you know, and with horror, there's a lot of big, or can be a lot of big emotions. And I certainly have played some hysterical characters comedically. So it's just a little tweak and you can play a more sort of dramatic role. So, I mean, I kind of look at acting all as kind of in the same, I'm not like, oh, I'm doing
same
a comedy,
world.
I have to do this,
yeah.
You know? So I think it's just, I don't know, just a tweak for me.
For me, it was, they're similar in that they both elicit very immediate reactions, right? Either the beats are going to work for a laugh or they're going to work for a scare and you're evoking something immediate and from a person. But you know, all kind of theoretics about the similarities of the genres aside, I think the common denominator is that you're on a set with people that are collaborative, that are professional, that you trust, that you feel safe with. I mean, to be funny or to feel very vulnerable enough to be scared or scream, again, that's very, they're very similar. So, I approached it with create a very safe, and comfortable set. And I think, scary things could happen.
Well, this is a physical role as well. Did you do all your own stunts in this movie?
No, there is this awesome stunt coordinator. Mallory Thompson is her name. And she's amazing. She's incredible. Although I did learn how to chop wood and use an axe beforehand. So some of that wood chopping is all my work. And and some of the fight sequences, you know, I mean, we worked in tandem, but she was incredible. And
The great thing about independent filmmaking is that you find people that are in love with the story and want to tell the story with you. And luckily, and then certain things have to happen during production that is like kismet or work out. One of them was getting Mallory Thompson, who, aside from being an incredible stunt coordinator, also looked very much like Beth. And so she volunteered to also be a stunt double. So we were kind of combining roles there. We couldn't have been luckier. We felt very, very safe up there on that tower with her. So
yeah, she was great.
Yeah, she was terrific.
Because that tower, I mean, it's very high up, yeah, and it goes like this. So
I was freaking out just from heights watching you. Yeah, it looked terrifying. It looked terrifying. I was, you know, I couldn't climb that thing. It looked so rickety.
It took me a couple of days to get over the height thing for sure. I was scared at first of the height.
Yeah, it showed you used it for your performance.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you're a method actor. So how did the relationship work between actor and director? Because you guys have a unique relationship.
Yeah,
absolutely. I could speak for, I think, both of us. I think it was really great. I mean, it was such an awesome experience. And I really knew it would be, although Joe did do one little tweak, which is that we did have separate rooms during the actual filming of it, because he was in his director mode. So he was up late and I was in actor mode. I needed to kind of unwind, maybe take a bath, you know, wash off the fear.
I don't go to sleep when I
right. So we were in we were in different modes. And so that really was helpful in terms of shooting, because we had to shoot fast and sort of be in our roles as quickly as possible. So
yeah, because the old adage is never go to bed angry, but I guess with you guys, it's never come to set angry, right?
Well, yes, yeah. That's exactly right.
He really created such a great environment for everyone. I mean, this is an indie film that we're making for, you know, a certain amount of money. So people are really working hard and it was like a kind of a summer camp feeling sometimes. And we also, you know, Joe was very smart in casting a lot of his friends, both cast and crew. And we just were all in it together. So it was a really good collaborative experience.
Baker and Betty Ann Baker. I mean, Freaks and Geeks, one of my all-time favorite. That was my high school days. I mean, you have such a great supporting cast.
They're the best.
They're incredible. They are such, they're an adorable couple, one. But in addition to that, and aside from being incredibly talented actors separately, they love supporting projects like this. They love supporting independent features, shorts. They were so generous with their time and their talents, and even promoting the movie. And it was a true pleasure to work with both of them.
And they also genuinely enjoy working with each other, which is so inspiring to watch. I mean, they've been together forever and they've done so many projects together, and they're both individually so fantastic. So,
And now their movie is finally coming out, but you guys hit the film festival circuit too. What was it like seeing it with an audience for the first time? What was, you know, for a filmmaker?
Wow. It was quite emotional. You know, this was a movie that, you know, really I've been wanting to do since I was 13, not this specific story, but to make a horror movie. And we premiered at Fright Fest, a fantastic genre festival over there in the UK. And it was really well received. And they had such an incredible theater there. And the screen was just gigantic. And they were just rabid fans. And so for me, I was so happy to finally see the work that not just what I've done, but the cast and the crew appreciated by so many of these people that love horror movies. It was a dream.
Yeah, it was great.
We can tell you guys' passion came through in this movie. So congratulations. And thanks for joining me today. I'm such fans of both of you, and now for a whole different reason. So
thanks for having us.
Thank you for having us.
You bet. And come visit us in Las Vegas soon. We'd love to have you.
You will. I love Las Vegas.
Thanks again.
All right. We'll